Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. On today's program, we have Mayor of Panora, Patrick Parker.
All right, thanks, Mayor Pat, for joining the program.
Thank you for inviting me on the air.
Always. And then you guys had your Panora City Council just a couple of weeks ago, and you guys made a big approval with Van Wert, the meter reading system, and we've been talking about it and talked about it before. And what made that such a big kind of approval for the city?
It came down to Van Wert. When we went out, there was three vendors that we really looked at, and what we found was Van Wert was the only one that was a one-stop shop. So they already had the meters that work with our water meters we have, the electric meters. They can install both of them, and then their reader system could read both the electric and the water meters for us. As we looked at some of the other companies, they only provided one of the two meters, and on the meter they didn't provide, they were going to have to come back to the Van Wert company to get them to provide it anyway. So instead of going to a couple different companies, we just went with Van Wert. So they could sell us the meters, they can help us with the installing of the meters, and then help us with syncing the meters to our software system so it all works seamless for us. So that was the best company for the city.
Was cost a decision maker in this?
It was. As we went and we priced the three different companies, Van Wert was the cheaper of the three, and part of it was the others. At least one of the others was going to have to subwork some of the stuff to Van Wert anyway, so you had that markup cost as a middle person. So with working with Van Wert, it allowed us just to work with the one vendor and keep the cost down.
And then moving on, you guys had a new system that comes along with the meter reading system, is the interface with G-Works. Can you kind of explain to the average Joe what that is?
G-Works is the company we work with that does our bookkeeping systems for the city. So this was the module that we had to purchase from them that now allows when the meters are read to a radio, it interfaces it and sends it into our software system. So it's the data connection that we needed so the radio signal could come into our software system and then automatically go to the right accounts. And we no longer have to go in and manually enter in each meter reading.
And that saves a ton of time and manual labor, right?
Yes. We spent anywhere about 2 days reading the meters, depending on the weather, about four guys, 2 days. And then staff in the office would spend anywhere from 2 to 4 days entering that into our system, depending on how many interruptions they had. And then with that, then you'd go back and you'd have to spot check and make sure everything got entered in right and stuff. And with the new system, the goal is about an hour. Maybe 2 hours at most, we can do everything. Read all the meters, have it uploaded in the system, and be good to go.
And this system allows for residents, if they have complaints, for you to go back in and maybe fix stuff?
Well, it allows us, so if a customer is saying, hey, this water bill usage seems high, or this electric bill seems high, we can go back and we can pull up a 30-day window and look at day by day, hour by hour, where the usage was, and we could say, well, you're seeing a spiking at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or in the middle of the night, for some reason, your water is spiking, or something like that, so we can kind of tell. Or we could say, no, you have a constant use of your water, so which is most likely a water leak then. So it helps us identify some of that stuff quick and on the spot.
And then when do you guys plan on doing these changeouts? How will that process go? Sorry.
It'll take about 8 weeks for them to order the equipment in, and then Van Wert will put together a program, and then they will start contacting all the citizens. They'll send them, I'm going to assume it's going to start out by mail. They'll send them something in the mail that they can call in, and they can get set up as to when they can come in and change out any meter stuff that needs to be changed out. Some stuff will be with the water. They might just be able to do on the outside of the house, electric meter. Maybe inside, they may have to do something outside. I'm not quite sure all those details yet, but they will coordinate that, and they estimate it'll take about 6 months to complete the town by the time they set up daily schedules and work through people's schedules to get them all worked in and things. So we're hoping by spring it should all be installed and ready to go.
Is that the same thing with the interface?
The interface, that G-Works will start downloading that stuff to us, and so we're ready to go as soon as Van Wert starts putting in their system. And then that way, as they start putting them in, it'll talk to it, and they'll sync them right away. So they will sync each meter with the system, and they'll verify each one works as they put them in. So it has to be done before the van work starts.
Since this system is in technology, can a resident see his own usage, or can he, or is it only you have to call the city hall to get that information? Like, is there an app or anything where you can keep track? Or
through the system, I don't think so. They may be able to talk with our electric superintendent, and he may be able to show them. I think he might have something set up that they can kind of check their stuff. It depends on how they have their account set up. I think some of them with auto pay can see some other stuff, but I'm not quite sure how all that works yet.
And then also regarding solar panels, what are you guys doing on the potential rates and stuff along that, the energy purchases for that in your last city hall menu?
We started the discussion. Doug Long, our electric superintendent, kind of filled the council in. Through the state and the federal government, they passed different laws on solar energy. And part of it is if a customer puts in solar energy, as a city, we have to be prepared to buy back the extra energy that they produce above and beyond what their normal residents need. So what we're doing is working to update our ordinance to allow that to happen as to what connections have to be put in at the house to allow that, so we can read the ingoing power that we sell them versus any power coming back to us. And then we're looking at what that rate is that we would pay them for that power that they are producing. And what we're looking at doing is the REC and Stewart and some of the other municipalities in our area that have electric, we're trying to see if we can find that rate that we all can agree upon, what the other two are using. And so we're matching their rates. And so that way we're being as fair to our customers as the other customers in the area are being charged.
Are you seeing more of a solar panel energy from folks around the area?
We've had some people start to talk about it, but we haven't had any requests yet. I think I've seen on Facebook there's a couple houses at the lake that are getting some solar power. So we know it's out there and there. We just want to be prepared. So when a customer comes in and they're ready to go for it, we have everything on our side ready to go. So we don't hold up their project at all. We could just tell them this is what the rules are, this is what you got to follow, then they can go put it in and stuff.
And then finally, is there anything coming up on your next agenda that you'd like to tell folks as we wrap it up? Is there any final thoughts?
I don't know yet where we're at on the next agenda. We're still waiting on engineers' reports to come back. I know coming up in future meetings, we'll have the engineer reports coming back on Jackson Street that the council has to review, and at that point we'll also hold some public meetings with the residents on Jackson Street so they're aware of what the project is. We should be hearing some more stuff on the Clay Street extension at some point coming forward. We're also still waiting to hear on one more big grant with Region 12 for the housing project. I don't think that one's set to be finalized till like December, so we're still a couple months out from that. But it's all things that the city's doing moving forward in a positive direction and stuff. So.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Mayor of Panora, Patrick Parker. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.